Blog Talk Radio. way we used to act. The way we used to be and the way we used to act, that's two different things. But see, you can act a certain way you way that you used to act.
We have blog talks the same time. It's all correct. We have blog talk at the same time that we're on Facebook Live. So what I'm doing is I'm waiting on Reverend Pastor Tim Freeman, a.k.a. Tattoo Tim, to join in with me on Facebook Live. But at this time, we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to keep the service going because we know that the enemy try to get in and mess up stuff and stir up stuff and block stuff. But we're going to say what the enemy meant for evil, God is going to use it for his good. Because one thing I do know is I know how the enemy tried to get busy with me. Say with the heartburn, the chest pain, the situation with my sister getting stranded. All of this on a day like today with the weather in Chicago and the way the weather is acting in this other state. But I thank God for grace, mercy, and love. Mm. Y'all didn't hear how I said it. I said grace. I said mercy. And I said love. And God applies those three on and in your life. All you can say is hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray right now, okay? Father God, we come to you right now, God, with our hands lifted up, our mouths open, our hearts open, and our minds open, saying, Lord God, please forgive me of every sin. Sins that I spoke, sins that I thought, sins that I made gestures of reacting, act on. God, we just ask you to forgive us for every sin, knowingly and unknowingly. God, we just give you all the glory, the honor, and thanks for knowing that you heard our prayer. God, we thank you for when we was in a position and we needed to call out and say, Lord, I need help. You performed your word. And you said that you would come in and rescue us in a time of trouble. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for performing your word. I thank you for making your word come to life on our behalf. God, I thank you that when the devil brings stuff up and try to use it to hurt us, destroy us for evil, God, you use it for your good. God, we can't outgive you. We can't outdo you. And God, we cannot outprove you. Your word from Genesis to Revelation, the promises, oh God, that you have given to us, those of us that have was brought up knowing what your word says, whether we applied it to our life then and now, or now because we didn't do it then. God, we just thank you for your word covering us all the days of our life. God, we thank you. We thank you for covering our families. We thank you for covering our homes. We thank you for covering the vehicles we were in, even the ones that broke down. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the programs you put out here, AAA, that comes and gets you, God. That when you need 100 miles, they got a place within. God, we thank you for that. Some people may think of it as funny, phony, or whatever. But God, I thank you for having the program that you allowed us to be able to afford because we were uneven in our lives. We were uneven. But God, you brought us around to make sure that we was in position to get in the place where we could be in place for your blessing. God, I thank you. I thank you, oh Lord. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. Our foundational scriptures say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God, we thank you for giving us a heart to seek after you and seek your kingdom. God, we're going to just want to bind up the enemy right now that's trying to attack the Facebook showing, even going through, trying to mess up the signal. God, we just trust you. We trust you, O Lord, that your word will get out on tonight, that your word will be delivered, that your word will a miraculous healing to someone. Your word will bring forth a breakthrough. God, because when you give your heart to you, you do just what you say. You'll fix it. You'll fix the broken heart. All the time, broken heart does not mean because of a relationship. And our hearts are broken because our car broke down. Or a car we borrowed from broke down. Or our lights went out or something. We become broken heart over situations in life. But God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, bind up the enemy right now, Lord. Bind them up. In the name of Jesus, we trust you, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we just give it all over to you, oh God. We give our home, our life, our job. God, we give America, we give it all back to you, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Like I say, the enemy is trying to cause the line to not pick up. Don't move the phone around to get a better connection. But it's okay. Even if they don't see it on Facebook, they got it on Blog Talk. And you can get that. You can go back in the archives and get that later. You can go back on Facebook and see this later. But God, we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I was saying, we're going to trust God regardless what the enemy is trying to do. God will get the victory. God will get the glory. God will get the honor. Thank you all that if you all had went off because of the unstable connection. Thank you, Margo, for just saying that. We just ask you all to share this and come back. If not, call into Blog Talk. And that number is on the posting for the opportunity to share the word with you all, share a testimony with you all, and let you all know. Now, like I say, I have been dealing with heartburn all day today, so I didn't get a chance to eat. But I did get a chance to pick up my sister, and we got a chance to go and get something to eat. Now, I want y'all to know something. This is a free plug, called Big Ed. And Big Ed, is that what it's called, Big Ed? Big Ed is in, what's that? Waukegan, Illinois. And they got them barbecue rib tips like the movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. When he used to say, could I just get some in my hands? And the other taste you could say they taste like is the movie Friday, when he said, make you want to slap your mama. I'm sorry. But Big Ed got some rib tips. Briskets, burnt ends, chicken, pulled pork, cheeseburger, macaroni and cheese, make you want to jump in there and say, what's up in here? It's creamy macaroni and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, mashed potatoes. Now, anytime you got to write on your board, see, most people in the restaurant write on their boards. This is a side note, you all. They write on the board what they serve. But they got a board up in there that say what we ran out of. Anytime you put up on the board, no more cheeseburgers, no more brisket, no more burnt end, and no more mashed potatoes, something ain't right. What I mean by something ain't right, I ain't never known a place to run out of mashed potatoes. Now, it's been verified a place that's run out of hamburgers. But Big Ed's and Waukegan is delicious. I'm going to tell the truth. Delicious is the name. They have cakes. They have all kinds of desserts. I enjoy Big Ed. So that was just our commercial break to let you all know. I'm full and I'm okay. I just want to say, get y'all Bibles, pens, papers, books, and pencils. If you want to, at the in the service when we open up blog, talk, give comments, please give scriptures to help, because I did not get a chance to go home and I did not get a chance to get my notes. So we're just going to let God have his way with us on tonight. We're just going to let God have his way. Mm-hmm. I know that I had wrote down one scripture. I really had to remember it. I know Psalms 37 and 4 says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And I just want you all to know that I'm delighted with God. I meditate on his word day and night. I want to meditate on him. I just want to be and what God called me to be. I don't worry about what somebody else says. I'm not worried about what anybody thinks of me, because, see, when I had decided to be saved and wanted to be saved for real, I asked God to change my appetite. That means, God, I had to give him my heart. I didn't just ask God to change my appetite as far as food. I meant my appetite for places that I was going and places that I wanted to go to and places I was desiring. And I had to also ask God to change my appetite for the people that I was so common, familiar with. You know, not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I didn't love them or didn't want to hang around them, but I wanted to be saved, and I want to be saved, and I need to be saved, because I can't have one foot in and one foot out. I'm not playing hokey pokey with God. Thank you, Margaret, for calling in the blog talk, because the enemy is trying to keep this service off of Facebook. He really is. So one thing I do know is that God is the kind of God, if you for real about what you're asking him and you for real about giving your heart to God, he will change your desires. And God truly changed my desires, because okay, I decided just didn't want to go no more. Just didn't want to be in that atmosphere no more. I just didn't want to do those things no more. And it's not because something happened or something went wrong. No, it didn't. You've heard me say it before, Stacey. I was at the prime of my life having a good time. I was enjoying myself to the fullest. I was doing everything I wanted to do. And one day, it just not seemed so important to me. Uh-huh. I said it right. It just not. And I decided to stay home. And each time I stayed home easier and easier because each time I stayed home, I found myself in his word more and more. Hey, Linda, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. Please share. And I started saying, God, I don't want to be faith, S-A-F-E. I want to be saved. I just say, Lord, just save me somewhat, save me kind of what. I say, God, do what you have to do. Do what you have to do, because one thing I do know is a lot of times people think when they get saved, they it's nothing to do. They get bored. No, we still laugh. We still talk. We still joke. We still go out. It's just we change partners. See, now my heart is geared to ministering to people, not marking people, not making unnecessary fun of them. Now, we laugh. We talk. We go to shows. We go to dinner. We go to movies. We go to concerts. We go to breakfast. I'm telling you, on here on the Lord's side, we have fun. We're not those them saints that suck lemons, you know. Look at them. Look what they do. No, that's not us. We look at people sometimes and say, Lord, y'all been we act like that. Then all of a sudden we sing that choir song that when they look here and we say, thank God for Jesus. Because, see, we know at one time we just didn't know no better. But you know what they say. When you learn better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And when you do better, you learn better. So you don't just see yourself as, oh, I gave God my heart and now I'm over here and it's so boring. No, it ain't boring. Because, see, when I came over here wholeheartedly. I didn't come over here regretting. I didn't come over here, wanting to go back. I didn't come over here missing. I just came over and said, God, I thank you for saving me when I was walking on oil with some oil on my feet. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know what I'm saying? And I was trying to hold on to a slippery pole with oil on my hand. And didn't realize it because I really thought I was doing it up. And I thank God for caring about me and loving me enough that he said, I'm going to take care of this knucklehead. You know how they say God only protects fools and babies? Well, I wasn't no baby, so God had to be protecting the other one. And I thank God for his protection because if it had not been for Jesus, I had to pause for that one. If it had not been for Jesus on my side, a lot of times we say, well, I'll be dead in my grave. I could have been a nut in a nut house. I could have been locked up for life. I could have been paralyzed. I could have been a whole lot of could have been. But I thank God for him having mercy on me because I decided to give God my life. I remember growing up on Walnut on the west side of Chicago. I remember a lot of things and a lot of people in our neighborhood. But one thing I remember about growing up on Walnut Street on the west side of Chicago is I learned that if I can make it through that, there's nothing I can't make it through. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the Facebook post fail, so I'm going to start it right back up. God will get the glory. God will get the honor. You know, the enemy trying to, you know, the enemy always trying to rush in. Now he want to hold up. Look at that. It's stuck on one. The enemy wants to hold up. He shut off the posting. Then when I tried to start it back up, it was counting down to one, and one just stood there forever. But I thank God. See, I was talking about growing up on Walnut. A lot of people don't realize it. I come from a house where it was full of girls. Full of girls. What's the apostle? Both floors, two flat. Full of girls. Dark chocolate to white chocolate. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. Full of girls. All short meat. See, the devil don't want that word to get out. He blocking Facebook. For Blog Talk, we're going to work this thing. Then we had cousins that came over. Other girls. From dark chocolate to white chocolate. We even had, how you say, a couple of red bones. Now, y'all got to know what I'm talking about. The ones with the red hair. Born like that. Blue eyes, green eyes. All beautiful girls. And we had some boys around, our cousins. I had brothers. We had them. They handsome. They fine. So we're not talking about a peculiar family. We're talking about a fine family. We were taught to love God with our whole heart. We were taught to fear the Lord. We were taught to acknowledge God in all of our ways. In all of our doings, we knew to get an understanding that we could not do what other people did. We were brought up to be brave. We was brought up to, if you said it, stand up to it. We were brought up to be leaders and not followers. This is how we was brought up, because we was brought up that God knows our heart. But we were taught that he know that there's no good thing that dwell in the heart of man. That's why we were taught to give our hearts back to God, that he would take control and take hold of it. Because if it was up to us to work with our heart, yeah, I know we had a selective amnesia. We select who we going to bless. Select who we going to let hang out. We select who we going to let come in. When we decide we want to be in charge, we don't leave room for God. That's us if we was the ones in charge. But when you give God the charge of your heart, when you give God the power to hold your heart, control your heart, and be God in your heart, then you learn that he won't hold no good things from you. Then you learn that he teaches you how to love someone. He teaches you how to be there for someone. When they say, I need prayer, you immediately start praying. When they say, I need help, you say, I'm on my way. When they say, like my sister said today, I'll treat you to get something to eat. I said, okay, thank you. You want to treat me? I didn't say, well, give me the biggest thing. All I wanted was some rib tips, the two little side dishes that come with it. I didn't go overboard. I got a regular, like if I was going to buy it. I didn't act up and act out. Then I said, I got to get some gas to get back home. She said, oh, here's the money. No, because, see, not just because she's an apostle, but because she's my sister. And I said, I love you. I don't want to put a dollar amount on my love. Because, see, I asked God to change my heart. Now, the old me would be like, okay, girl, thank you, you know, because that's extra money in my pocket. But I said, uh-uh. I came to be a rescue for you. I'm not getting like the, what they call it. I'm not getting like the, I can't even think of the word right now. When people want to help you out, they charge you. When people want to be there for you, but it's going to cost you. When people say, oh, I got you. But they don't tell you they got you with a price tag on it. Because, see, when you're going to do something for somebody, you already know in your heart if you're going to do it for free. Now, see, I got some things with my health and with my family and with my life on the altar. Now, I can't ask God to give me freely, and then I'm going to take his vessel that I know is a blessing not just to me, but to everybody she comes in contact with, and I say, oh, this is my chance to come up. Y'all know how we say it. I'm going to step my game up. No, I don't need it. Heartburn and all, I said, I'm on my way to do what God is going to allow me to do. Prayed all the way this way and just said, God, I gave you my heart to say, teach me how to love people the way you love people, unconditionally. God don't look at the weather and say, well, it's snowing outside, so I can't come down there and bless you right now because I didn't shovel. I didn't throw no salt out. I didn't dig my car to parts. I didn't dig my SUV out. I didn't, he don't say that. When you go to God and say, Lord, I need you to help me out. I got this on the altar. God just says, if you believe in your heart, he said, if you ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done. And I'm believing in my heart, and I ask in the name of Jesus, and I trust God. I don't care what a doctor say or anybody else say. I trust God. And I'm telling you, if you get into the place where you allow God to have your heart, you will say, God, I trust you. And God, if you don't, I know you ain't. You got to say, I ain't got time for no pity party. Because, see, you know, if you look around at yourself and you look behind you, you got, I know I'm going to speak for myself. I got more time behind me than I got in front of me. I ain't got time to play. See, I play cards. I play dominoes. That's what I play. I play a good game of pool. Back in the day, I used to play jacks. I used to play hopscotch. You hear what I'm saying? I used to play volleyball. I used to play basketball. I used to play baseball. See, back in the day, those are the games I used to play. But see, right now, I ain't got time for playing. It just keeps saying, Lord, I'm just going to ask you right now, keep being God in my life. God, I'm going to ask you right now to keep working on my heart. Because, see, I could have said what they said. It's going to snow up there. It's going to snow over there. It's going to do this. I could have had all kind of excuses. But, see, I didn't have time to come up with some excuses because somebody I say I love and I say I love deeply needed help. I paused again so that you all would know that God has said to you, who has called you and said they needed help. Did they call and ask you for prayer? Did they call and ask you for a room? Did they call and ask you for to give them something to eat, a coat to wear, a pair of shoes? Did they call and ask you for help with their children? Or have you not gotten over you asked somebody for it and they didn't get it for you? Or have you ducked and dodged somebody because you knew, you heard that they was going to need? Well, I'm going to say this to you first. Repent. Don't worry about what somebody didn't do. Don't worry about what you did do. Don't worry about who ducked you, who dodged you, because see, you should have did when you first needed the help was go to God and say, God, I don't know who heart you're going to touch. But God, if it's possible, let them call me and say, God put you on my heart and said to call you because you needed somebody. A lot of y'all don't believe that'll happen, but it will. If you go to God first, see, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our God is not a God. You got to text him or email him and tell him what you need. He already knows. He just wants you to ask him first. Because, see, mankind don't owe you nothing but to love you. It didn't say love you close. It didn't even say love you in your face. It didn't say as far away. It said, I don't owe you nothing but to love you. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Whoever hurts your feelings, you know what you do? Just say, if you don't get to tell them, tell God, Lord, I forgive them. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I need to move on. But see, like I told you, I got more time behind me than I have in front of me. Oh, yeah. I look at, like I said earlier, I look at stuff people do. I have to laugh because I say, I remember we used to dress like that. We used to act like that, to dance like that, or we used to dance worse than that. See, a lot of y'all get older and you act like you forget what it was like to be young. When I see these young girls out here with these outfits on, I have to laugh. I say, they used to be us trying to get in the club because we didn't want to take our coat in because we didn't want to give nobody that dollar to check our coat. Yes, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. We stood in that line holding, we jacking, jumping, and we stand warm because we didn't want to get that dollar. So we look at them and say, God, I thank you for your mercy. God, I thank you for your mercy. Because, see, I don't know. I guess y'all been saved all y'all life. I don't know. Y'all been delivered all y'all life. I don't know. Y'all ain't had to go through none of that stuff. No part of your life. I don't know. But, see, in my life, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there. I'm going to say it. I did some stupid stuff. I was silly because, see, I was young and nobody owned my heart but me. See, the enemy keeps trying to end this conversation just when somebody going to get some help out there. He's trying to keep this number one up there again because somebody going to get some help out there. But that's okay. Because, see, one thing I learned about the ministers on this program, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, and he definitely didn't want you all to hear from Minister Tim Freeman, a.k.a. Tattoo Tim. He definitely did not want you all to hear from Tattoo Tim on tonight because, see, me and that young man grew up in the same neighborhood. We walked the same walk at one time, you know. We was living that street life. See, a lot of y'all going to be like, what's she talking about? No, it ain't what you think. And it may be what you think, but it don't matter. Never to remember no more. I don't care what you or nobody else think or don't think about. Because, see, God is good. I gave my heart to God. And that was the best thing I've ever done. Yeah, I know. Ain't nothing like going someplace and you ain't got to sit with your back to the wall. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't nothing like going somewhere and you ain't got to sit with your back to the wall and have somebody over there saying, you cover that in, I'll cover this in. You keep an eye over there. Ain't nothing like it. See, when you sit up, and I remember reading in the Bible back in the Old Testament when they went take over the city and the people ran because they thought they it was more to them than they what they thought. They had angels with them. See, ain't nothing like when God is blocking, when God is covering, when God is providing. At the first broadcast of this Facebook before it shut off, Minister Margo put on there, when God is my gives me protection, hey, ain't nothing like it. Because, see, two things I learned in life. I can't live without them, and I don't want to live without them. I don't know about you, but I learned that in life. And as I was saying earlier, when I asked God to change my appetite, fool that I used to hang out with as friends, but I had to start something new. I had to change. I had to get, like the word said, I had to go wash myself and sanctify myself. I had to go and say, Father, forgive me. God, every day your mercies are new. And God, if you're not tired of delivering me, I'm not tired of being delivered. I want to be saved Sunday, 24 hours a day, through Saturday, 24 hours a day. So that's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I don't know what you want, but I'm telling you what I want. If you ask me to pray for you and with you, I will. But I'm going to see God in what to pray. And I hope when you ask me, you can receive what God is saying. Because I'm not saying it, because you know like I know, I don't even know your situation. So whatever God had me to say, I'm going to say it. And if you have a problem with the message, take it from the messenger. That's what I'm saying. The messenger is from him. I'm just giving you his message. You take it to God, because I'm not trying to win a friend, because if you call me, you know I'm going to come to you correctly. Or I may even tell you, you know what? And I've heard this said before, and I may have to tell you, God told me don't pray for you. I got a partner over here, my prayer partner. She know what I'm talking about. I didn't heard her say, you know what, God told me don't even pray for them. I know y'all say, what kind of God is that? That's that kind of God. Because, see, some things you need to go to God on your own. You need to go to God personally. You need to get on the altar. You need to stop trying to hide behind somebody. You need to go face God for yourself. You know that little thing we used to sing, not my mother, not my father, not my sister, my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. Sometimes you can't go to mother, father, sister, brother, or friend to pray for you. You got to go to God for yourself. Get on the horns of the altar and say, God, and that's all you may know what to say is, God, God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's no sin too deep, too bad, that you cannot be forgiven or saved. Not unless you have did an abomination in front of God. Not unless you cursed out the Holy Spirit. God said, come to him. You don't want to be handed over to a reprobated mind. You don't want to be what God tell you he repent or wish he never made you. You don't want that. What you want from God is for God to say, my good and faithful servant. Before he tell you to come on in, he'll tell you he forgave you. You know, don't chance and wait till the last minute. That may not be your testimony. That may not be your testimony. And I'll tell you, I wasn't willing to try and see. When I heard God say, hello, what that song say, it's me you're looking for. When I heard God say, hello, I said, yes, sir. Yeah, I know I was at a party, and the music was loud, and I was jamming and listening to the music. When I heard God say, renamed. Y'all probably think I'm telling a story. I heard him say, renamed. I had to get up and go. And on my way home, I was weeping because I said, God, I wasn't raised like this. God, how did I get it? I said, God, if you change my appetite. Lord, if you change my appetite, I'll never leave you again. And I know in my heart, God heard my heart. And on that night, God began to change my appetite. And from that night on, I have desired to please the Lord. I desire to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I have not desired to go back. I have not desired to look back. I have told my household, we will line up with the word of God. I have to. I don't want to play hokey pokey no more. I don't want one foot in. I don't want one foot out. I don't want to put one hand in and take one hand out. I'm not trying to do the hokey pokey and shake it all about. I want to be saved and sanctified. I want the gifts of speaking in tongues. I want to be all that God has for me. I want all my gifts. I want all my rewards. I want everything that God has me, no matter how much longer I have. Because, see, one thing I do know, God is God all by himself. I can't help him, but I can, y'all catch it. Wait for it now. I can understand the assignment. I understand the assignment. Hallelujah. I understand the assignment. Okay, you all, we're going to pause for a moment. I'm going to ask anybody on Blog Talk if they have anything they would like to say. And if you do, the lines are open.
God bless you, Minister Celia. This is Minister Michael. I'd just like to thank you for sharing your testimony on tonight and for being, as we say nowadays, transparent, giving us just a taste of what God has done in your life and how he has wooed you and brought you back to where you belong. And the Lord just put this scripture on my heart to share with all of our listeners tonight from Romans 12, the second verse in the Amplified Version reads, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. What a beautiful scripture. What a wonderful understanding that God wants us to be just the way he made us, holy and acceptable, and we can be changed by the renewing of our minds, by looking to him, and as we say, setting ourselves on things above, setting our minds on what God would have us to do in this life for the kingdom. God bless you as you continue to do his work and do his will in your life and to bring as many alongside as you possibly can to the straight and narrow, to do things God's way and not our way. God bless you and keep you. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Minister Margot. Is there anyone else?
Amen. This is Cecilia. I'm just so humbled by God. I am so, I'm practically speechless by how God reminded me of this, these two verses. It's really three verses. Let me share them with you. It's Psalms 91, 9, 10, and 11. If you say the Lord is your refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling place, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And he reminded me how on today, spiritual angels looking out for me because I knew that God was my refuge and that he was my fortress. But he reminded me of something that Apostle Sandra Thomas had said years ago that at that time I didn't understand. She had said to the church that I was her angel. And I didn't understand what she was talking about. And then on today, when God sent Minister Sylvia, and he sent the tow truck driver that called me several times, and not one of those phone calls made it to my phone. And not one of those phone calls did I answer, and they're still not there. But he said when he went to turn around, he heard my voicemail on my phone talking about God, and God would not allow him to do what he always does. His practice is if he does not get in touch that he's calling, he does not go because he does not get paid if they're not there. He said God would not allow him to take the other person. So when God showed me how Minister Sylvia and tow truck driver were my earthly angels that he sent because my spiritual angel was doing their job. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! I realized when Apostle Sandra Thomas was saying that I was her earthly angel in this situation, it wasn't because I was so great, but it was because the spiritual angels were on assignment to obey God that unctioned my heart to do things for her, just as God allowed them to come when I was so cold that I was cold to the bone. My God. You've got to know who you're entertaining because there are angels all around you and they will go and do the work of God and cause people, as Minister Sylvia was saying, will cause people to be your earthly angel when you need them.
Amen, amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of times we're looking for God to send an angel down from heaven. But his words say, be careful who you entertain. You don't know who God has put you on their heart. You don't know who God has caused to say, I don't know why I can't shake this person off me. You know, a lot of you all get caught up on those big titles and say, a little person like me, you know, that's saying, okay, I'm not all the way delivered, but I'm still seeking God for deliverance.
but we're willing to do what God tells us to do. God will put on somebody's heart to say, pick up the phone or text them and say, this, say that, say this, say that. But don't you get so caught up because you got a big hat or you're driving a big vehicle that you can't hear nothing that a little mouse is saying or what you consider the mouse because they don't look like what you think they should look like. You're looking for something shiny and spotlighty to come your way. But you'll never know when God will send somebody that you least expect. You know, they had on yesterday that they hid so many millions of dollars of gold in Central Park. But don't think it was just sitting there. It had guards and everybody around it. Somebody made this big old box of gold. You don't know when God is going to be hiding some gold in your Central Park. Mm. What I mean by that, in your Central Park, you're going to be on somebody's heart. That's the Central Park. And somebody will come and bless you. I know y'all heard me say it before. I ain't just have people give me cars. I done had people give me trucks. Now, I wouldn't save then. I'm going to say this before I end. I wouldn't save when God had people to give me cars, give me trucks, give me motorcycles. But you know what I was? Crazy enough to say, God, make them give it to me. Now, if God did that for me when I wouldn't say, that's why his words say he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Could y'all imagine what God doing for me and I'm saved? No, I ain't walking around here with diamonds draped on me and furs. Mm-mm. See, you don't know like I know. Every blessing don't have to be bought out of Tiffany's or from Adrian's furs. See, some blessings got to come from inside the healing, whether it's the heart, whether it's the lungs, whether it's the mind, whether it's the stomach, whether it's the kidney, it's the body. You don't know. You better get before God and say, yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord, to your will. I say yes, Lord, to your way. God, I say yes, yes, yes. Y'all better get before God because, see, it's too late in the day. I remember growing up, children did not outlive their parents. Y'all, it's a new day. It's a record say it's a new season. Y'all better get in forward. What I mean by getting forward, you better get in forward. You better get before God and change your address and say, God, forward my mail here. I'm heaven bound. You better get forward. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to say something? Because the devil has blocked Facebook. I'm still talking, but it's okay on Facebook, but I'm still with Blog Talk. Anybody else want to say something at this time before we end the program? Well, we thank God for the few viewers we had that stayed in on Facebook. Whether you look at all of the episodes later on and or you go back in the archives and hear this program later, we want to thank God for you all. We thank you for joining us on this Friday. I hate that the enemy got on the Facebook and he blocked Pastor Tim from coming on, Pastor Tim Freeman. We will be touching bases again. We're going to try this again. Don't forget to join us Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and our very own Minister Sheila Kaiser and Brandon Kaiser. That's what we have this Sunday. Please tune in for the month of February to see what God has put on the woman of God's heart for the month of February. Don't forget to come back Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear from our very own Dr. Serena Wright to see what God has put in that woman of God's heart, to minister to us because
I know that she's on fire for God, and she's willing, ready, and able to break it down that you can understand it. She's also an author. She wrote a book. It's the last prescription you'll ever need. So support Dr. Serena Wright. You can go on her Facebook page, Dr. Serena Wright, and she will have the information on there. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday night. Next Friday is the second Friday of the month. That is Prophet Antoine Thomas Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to see what God has put on that man of God's heart. We want to say to you all, thank you again for joining us for Facebook Live, all the episodes on this first Friday of February, and on Blog Talk Radio. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We pray that you all get sleep and good rest on tonight. Rest in Jesus Christ's blood. Rest in his love. Rest in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, everyone.